Manager's Log, Wednesday, April the 12th, 2017. Well, that fellow over there, the electoral guy in that house across the way, well, he's considering making cuts in some federal funding programs, and one of them is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, this is something near and dear to us in the operation of our station. That makes up 65% of our operating budget, which in part pays 3/5 of our current staff. So we're on a drive right now to get you as listeners to contact your congressional members and tell them to support the CPB funding, the public broadcast funds, because if those, you know, they're going to throw out the babies with the bathwaters, and if they dump that for the big stations, well, we all get flushed down the drain there. So we need your help. We'll be doing a campaign because Congress is going to be making a decision really soon, like April the 28th, that FY 2017 appropriation process completed by the 28th. And that's going to make up the amount of funds available that can be cut. So just stage one, I guess, however Congress works and their funding cycle works. So it looks like our back's against the wall on this one, more so than in former years, but hopefully we can raise above this one and get enough attention going that many Republican congressional members will say, maybe not a good idea. There's other things that we can cut, and this is really costing us a whole lot of money. And indeed, it's not. And I was just talking about scarcity yesterday. Well, that, and the other one of the points I made is policymakers. Policymakers need to think things through and think things differently. Why is it that public broadcasting needs more money all the time? Why is that? Well, the policies that we operate by could be adjusted. Oh no, only got a couple of seconds here to throw that past you, but the idea is that we don't need to be drained of 65% of our operating budget right now. If we knew that was going to happen, definitely we could start making plans on that, but I guess that's part of the preparation work that needs to be done. What if the worst possible thing were to happen? What are you going to do? What's your contingency plan? Well, makes some sense. But how do you keep things going that are working well? I think that makes more sense. So we're looking to you to contact your local legislative person. We'll get a notice on our Facebook page of how, what messages to send. And you can tell your own story of why you believe KIDE, your local community radio station, is valuable to you, and that you want your congressional person to continue supporting public broadcasting, because that money does trickle down to us in Hoopa Valley. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.